Talk Radio 1590 and 99.3 FM WALG present Albany Today.
First Sergeant Kevin Davis joins us. He is with Lee County High School's NJROTC. What does all that mean?
It stands for Naval Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. This is a program that is at the high school level, and they also have it at the college level. Just to give the kids a taste of leadership and what the military is about. We use the military as a model, but it's not obligated to join the military once they've done this course.
There are benefits to this too, right? If they continue into college, scholarship programs are involved?
So the benefits of being an ROTC is you can earn a full ride scholarship to any branch of service you would like to. You go there, you can pick any college if you get a scholarship on a military scholarship, and then you can get commissioned once you graduate and do 5 years in the military. You graduate from college with no college debt, and you got a career for 5 years after you graduate from college.
And you go into the military with a pretty good rank.
Yeah, you go into the military, you'll be an officer. You know, we have officer enlistments in the military. So you go to college, get commissioned, you become out as an officer. You'll be a second lieutenant in the Army, Marine Corps, or Air Force. But in the Navy, you'll be an ensign, which is equivalent to a second lieutenant.
And what is the age group for high school students to be in the Naval ROTC here at Lee County High School?
So we start in the freshman year to the senior year. The kids average from 14 to 18 years old in the program. And for over the past, I've been here, this is my fifth school year, we've been very successful with the program. We've been Orange 10 National, which is a sport that we do in ROTC. Past 5 years, we've been to our academic team nationals up in D.C. this past summer. So we are very successful at what we do here at Lee County.
And then with the program also, parents probably need to know that there's no obligation of military commitment after high school.
Yeah, once you get done with ROTC in high school, there's no military commitment to join the military because you did ROTC. If you're going to the military, it'll help you out, but there's no obligation to join the military once you graduate, when you graduate high school and end ROTC career.
And I'm thinking for people with college applications or job applications, just to have that paragraph down at the bottom saying you are an ROTC graduate probably helps out.
It helps out for college application and job applications. I actually recently wrote a reference statement for a former cadet that's going to the police force in Albany here. It's good to have it on your record.
In addition to all of this, let me ask your past history. Who are you and where'd you come from and how'd you end up at Lee County High?
So my name is First Sergeant Kevin Davis. I'm originally from South Carolina, but I retired out of base here in Albany. And once I retired from the base here in Albany, this job's open. So I ended up taking a job here at Lee County. This is my fifth school year, and I'm very passionate about what I do here, giving back to the young kids, and it's very passionate about what I do. I think that's my calling to give back.
Okay, now you were saying you retired here in Albany from the military. What branch were you in?
I retired from the Marine Corps at an Albany base.
Catch Albany Today, 11:30 a.m. Monday through Friday on Talk Radio 1590 and 99.3 FM WALG.